I'm Dr. Suzanne Hetz. Welcome to this behavior tip from HelpingFido.com. Today, we're going to talk about playing tug-of-war games with your dog. Tug games seem to have developed a bad reputation, at least in some circles. But are these bad reputations really deserved? What we mean by tug games are those where a person and a dog each pull on an object between them. The object could be most anything, from a rope, which is one of our dog's favorites, to the towel we use to wipe their feet when they come inside. Like many dogs, our dogs also play tug among themselves with about any toy that lends itself to tugging. Some people have said that tug games are bad because they will encourage a dog to compete against a person, and if the dog wins the game, meaning he ends up in possession of the toy, the dog will believe he's become dominant over the person. Tug games are also said to lead to the dog not respecting his owner, or lead the dog to become aggressive in some situations, or cause the dog to have other kinds of behavior problems. The list just goes on and on about all the bad things that tug of war can lead to. Interestingly, critics of tug of war between people and dogs don't seem to have a problem with the game when dogs play it among themselves. Two research studies have looked at these claims about tug-of-war being associated with behavior problems and found no evidence to support them. In both studies, the researchers looked for correlations between the incidence of tug games as reported by dog owners with the reported incidence of aggression and other behavior problems. And guess what? They found no significant correlation. That means that dogs that play tug with their owners are no more likely to be aggressive or have other behavior problems than dogs that don't play tug with their owners. Well, okay, you say, but isn't it true that people should always win the tug games or else that will create problems? In other words, if your dog thinks he can win at tug by possessing the toy, won't that encourage him to try to best you at other things, such as pulling on the leash or jumping on counters to steal food? Well, again, research says it doesn't matter whether the dog wins or not. Winners are no more likely to have behavior problems than so-called losers. And if you think about tug for a minute, you'll be able to see why this is so, because the game of tug is really not about winning and losing. When you watch two dogs play tug with something, does it appear that the goal of the game is to get complete possession of the object? Well, no, not usually. If one dog gets possession of the object, he then holds it for the other dog out to tug on again. The goal appears to be the tugging itself, not who wins. It's no different when people play tug with a dog. If the dog gets possession, he usually holds out the toy for the person to continue to tug. That's precisely what our dogs do when we play tug with them. If I let go of the toy, both Coral and Ashley will step toward me and thrust the toy at me so I'll take hold of it so we can tug some more. The goal is not to possess the toy, but to continue the game of tug. Nobody really knows where tug came from, but rather than it being derived from competition over objects, maybe it came from the group hunting that dogs' ancestors engaged in. When trying to kill or eat the prey, they may tug on it in different areas of the body or the carcass. Clearly, tug today doesn't have that meaning for dogs. Tug has become not a predatory behavior, but rather a play behavior. So don't worry about playing tug with your dog. If you both enjoy it, it can be good exercise for both of you. So, are there ever times when it isn't a good idea to play tug of war with your dog? Well, certainly if your dog tends to guard the toys he has, and if instead of following this regular pattern that I've described of your dog thrusting the toy back at you to continue to play, if instead he does take the toy and go off into a corner of the yard or the house and guard the toy, then that's not a good thing, and that needs professional help. Also, if your dog gets out of control with his play and knocks you or your children over or grabs your clothes or your skin during the game of tug, that should not be permitted. And the easiest way to stop that is to just drop the toy and walk away from your dog. Remember, what your dog wants is to continue the tug game. And he'll quickly learn that pulling on clothes or grabbing skin actually stops the game, and he'll quit doing those things so that you'll continue to play with him. Also, if your dog is trying to get you to tug with other objects like pillows or shoes or socks that you don't want used as tug toys, then discourage this by making sure your dog knows how to give or drop whatever he has in his mouth when you ask him to. We'll talk about how to teach this in another tip, but for now, avoid prying things out of your dog's mouth That can create many problems. And avoid tugging on objects that you don't want him to have, because then you're only playing with him, which is what he wants. If your dog doesn't know give, for now, just trade what he has for a better toy or a treat until you can have someone help you teach your dog how to give when you ask him to. Well, that's the scoop on playing tug of war. Thanks for listening and learning more about the tug of war game. We'll stop here so you can go play tug with your Fido. And we'll talk to you soon in our next behavior tip. This is Dr. Suzanne Hetz from HelpingFido.com saying bye for now.